At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Good morning, Cliff, head coach at Texas Tech. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Coach, I'm from Lubbock, and I know you guys are dealing with a tragedy there on campus. So just want you to know our thoughts and prayers are with you there at Texas Tech University. And stay strong as you try to prepare for a road game up in West Virginia.
Yes, sir. We appreciate it. And obviously, our thoughts and prayers go out to the fallen officer and, horrible tragedy. But we will we'll keep moving this morning and try to get prepared.
Cliff, I want to go back to Big 12 media days, and there was a guy who asked you a question. His name was Art DeLugich of the Llano News, and he went on and asked about a minute and a half long question about your recruiting and defense and how you can't find 15 guys that could hold the opponent to 30 points a game, and your defense has come out and played a hell of a lot better this year. Did you by any chance go and find Art DeLugich and call him up and say, "Hey, Art, what do you think now, huh?"
Who would have thought the Llano News would have such hard-hitting journalism?
Good barbecue, but not hard-hitting news.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, I like the rivers there. That's all I know about down there. But, no, I mean, we've obviously our fan base. I understand the frustration with the way we had played defense here for a while. And much respect to Coach Gibbs, who's going into his third year this year, for sticking around, sticking it out. It takes time to build an identity, build a culture on that side of the football. If you look at the track records of the very successful teams in our league, it's teams that have consistency at the defense coordinator position, and we hadn't had that here. And so to get Coach Gibbs in the third year with our guys believing in the system, believing in each other, we've definitely made strides, and hopefully we can keep that going.
Coach, in addition to the continuity from the coaching staff and also, you know, the experience and the scheme, what else has led to this resurgence on the defensive side of the ball? Is it depth? I saw where you brought in a lot of JUCO guys, and has that helped as well?
It has. As you know, in our league, you're going to play 80 snaps a game minimum. I mean, everybody's playing fast. Everybody's pushing the tempo for the most part. So you got to be able to rotate in fresh bodies that can consistently tackle, consistently hold the point of attack in the run game, and be able to rush the passer. And so we feel like we have more depth than we've had. Our scout teams are much improved, which is a huge part of being successful. And so we just had to keep acquiring depth, and that has helped this season.
And turnovers have been a huge deal for you guys. How much is that the stuff that you work on leading up to the season where you say, all right, we need to be more aggressive with turnovers, we need to force more of these, and how much of it just as the game flows that you kind of are in the right place at the right time?
I think it's definitely a combination, but that's the number we've been in the negative since I've been here at Texas Tech. And last year we only had 13 on the entire season, and that was a point of emphasis. It's been a point of emphasis every day at practice. And it also has to do with, you know, getting better players in that can make plays on the football and get the football out. So it's a combination of all those things, but I've been really excited about the way we've taken the football away. And if we can continue to win in that area, you know, we'll have a chance for in every game.
Coach, I want to go back to something I just mentioned, and that's JUCO players, because I can recall, I'm old cat, and I just recall when Coach Snyder up there at K-State was rebuilding that program, or building that program, I should say, and he was going the JUCO route. Now it seems like a lot of people dip into the JUCO ranks, but that used to be looked upon as a stigma. Oh, these are some of the untouchables you don't want. How is it viewed now? Because it seems like everyone, if they have a huge need, they go looking at these JUCOs.
Yeah, that's a great question. Coach Snyder has done it on a level that is pretty much unparalleled. I mean, he'll take huge classes of junior college players and develop them and have success right away. And that's not always the case. A lot of the thinking is it takes about a year for those players to adjust to the game. But we were fortunate enough to get a bunch of ours at mid-year, so they were able to go through spring football, go through a summer with our strength and conditioning program, and then a fall camp. And I really think that help catch them up to speed with what we're doing and the level of play. So I think it all comes down to how much do you know about the player previously. I think if you take a reach on a player late in the recruiting process just to take a guy, you can get yourself into trouble, and we've all made that mistake. But if you do your research, you build a relationship, you know what the player is about, I think you have a fairly good chance of them turning out to be a part of your program.
G. Owen Jones with Texas Tech head football coach Cliff Kingsbury across the country on CBS Sports Radio. You got West Virginia coming up. They've been a thorn in your side during your tenure there at Texas Tech. Other than them being good at times, what are some of the challenges that they present for you?
Yeah, they've done a nice job against us. They have a good scheme defensively that's really effective against the spread offense. We haven't been able to run the football very well against them, and they made us one-dimensional last year. I don't think we ran the ball but 10 times, and that's what they want you to do. And so we know we have to establish a running game early. We have to come out and play a physical game. And then offensively, they've really taken strides this year. They hired Coach Spavital, who's got their quarterback playing at a high level. They're one of the top offenses in the country, and anytime you go up there, it's a battle. So we know we have our hands full, and we're trying to get ready for it.
Coach, what are you seeing from Will Grid? It seemed like the guy can't lose. Well, he lost the two games since he jumped into the college ranks, starting at Florida, of course, and now up there at West Virginia. What stands out about his game?
He's a tough player, first and foremost. He'll stand in there and make the tough throw. Is more elusive than people think. Extends plays well. Can pick up first downs with his feet. Coach's kid. You can see he's a smart player. Doesn't turn the ball over. So I've been very impressed with the film I've seen on him.
Do you still feel like you're the new kid on the block, the younger guy? I mean, when you came in, you first got the job, it was like, man, like taking the world by storm, young cat coming in, fresh blood. And you've been there for a while. Do you still feel like you have an advantage in recruiting, being still one of the younger head coaches out there?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody has their own niche in recruiting, and obviously we're in a great state, which helps us, and we have great facilities and a great fan base. But there's some other, you know, younger coaches. We got Lincoln and Coach Campbell down there doing a heck of a job. So I'm not the super young guy anymore. But I feel like after, you know, going into year five this year, I feel like it's kind of settled in for me.
Coach, let's talk about your offense. Shamonic, of course, your new quarterback there, and you're going up against that Tony Gibson defense. They're giving up a few more points than they were a season ago. How do you attack that group there at West Virginia?
Yeah, we got to be able to hit our shots when we take them and then consistently run the football. He's a guy who has done a great job defending spread offenses, mixes up his coverages a ton, mixes up his pressures. And they play very hard. They come downhill. They hit you. They have a tough mentality on that side of the football that he's developed. And we've had our struggles against them. So we know it'll be a big challenge. We feel like offensively we're starting to get a little bit of rhythm right now, and hopefully we can build on that.
Coach, speaking of building on that, because a number of teams in the Big 12, of course, run spread offenses. They chunk it all over the place. Yes, you want to have some balance with the running game. So when you're taking on these Big 12 defenses, they see similar offenses on a week-to-week basis. How do you switch it up, or is it just the different personnel that makes the huge difference, or are there new wrinkles you try to incorporate on a week-to-week basis?
It's a great question. I think it's a combination of you know, personnel, trying to find the right matchup, and then obviously each week you're going to try and show some things you haven't shown before. But it is unique in that I guess about 8 of the 10 offenses or 9 of the 10 offenses in our league are very similar, and Kansas State is kind of that outlier now. And so the preparation for them is more challenging, where 10 years ago it was the exact opposite. You know, nobody was running this. Coach Leach brought this in, and it was tough to defend. So I think there is a more sense of urgency each week of having some new wrinkles, doing some different things, trying to find your personnel matchups than maybe there was in the past.
Talking to Cliff Kingsbury on CBS Sports Radio, you a big picture guy? Like you mentioned year 5, and when you came into the job, you're thinking, I need to be here by this time. Are you someone that sets those goals, or are you more of like a year-to-year dude?
I'm more of a day-to-day guy. I mean, just try to improve each day, try to get better at what you're doing, try to improve your processes each day, and those long-term things tend to take care of themselves.
Do you ever feel sorry for your opponents? I mean, in this day and age, you know, people, everyone gets a trophy just for participating, just for showing up. You put 65 on Kansas last week. At some point, you're just like, all right, that's enough. Let's call the dogs off. Feel sorry for those cats.
No, I mean, no. I've had a bunch of points put on me a bunch of times. So I think, you know, all your players deserve to play. They deserve to go out there and execute at a high level. And, you know, I understand this. It's not my job to tell them to not score. And if somebody can score 100 points on me, then they should do it. You know, I shouldn't be mad at them. I should be mad at myself for not being able to stop them.
Yes! Great answer. Yes! In the face. Love it. Now, can you send me some Whataburger up here in New York City?
You're missing that, huh? What do y'all got? You got some late-night pizza spots.
Oh, well, I don't want no damn pizza, Coach. I need some Whataburger. I need some Josie's and some Las Brisas. I'll take some Las Brisas.
There you go.
And Double Nickel.
They sleep on our restaurant.
I know.
It's pretty strong.
Exactly. Real strong. Will you keep doing what you're doing? Good luck in Morgantown this weekend, Coach.
Appreciate it, fellas. Thanks for having me.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number 1 and number 2 in resale value over all vehicles according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!